And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz. This is RBLR Sports. That's Tom DePinto. How are you doing today, Tom?
Me.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm doing all right. I'm tired. I'm excited. There was some good news today. As of today that happened.
Yeah.
Well, I'm stoked about that. I've been away. I think what happened last week? I was trying to die. My body was on fire. I had a fever or something. Yeah, yeah. That's what happened.
That was roughly what you told us.
Yes. So we're back. We're cooking. We're in business.
Not much happened last week, but lots happened today.
Lots happened just now. Ooh. Very recently. Liz, spill the beans. What happened?
We got a mascot.
Oh, that happened last week.
No, I'm screwing with you.
Don't. I'm in a vulnerable spot right now. I need a friend.
I'm so sorry. Oh, well, that friend can be the forever teammate, Soleil.
Yes, she can be our best friend forever.
Yes. So we did get a mascot. She was the ambassador or something for the Gasparilla Children's Parade.
Yes.
Which was super duper cool. I do love that they were like, let's get her out there and get her, in front of the public immediately, even before we have her for a game. Like, I love it. I think it's great. She looks super cute. I'm very excited to get an entire book about her backstory and who she is, because we should be getting that. And if we can get the ball represents soccer from Chicago, we can get a backstory for Soleil.
Yeah. We need to know everything about her. What kind of lizard she is, when's her birthday, her favorite hobbies.
Where did she go to high school? Where did she go to college? What's her favorite sports team? Oh, they're obviously their Tampa Bay teams. What am I saying?
Yeah, it's all the other Tampa Bay. And the Phoenix Suns, probably. Come on, this is so easy. The marketing department should be having so much fun coming up with puns right now. They should just be sitting around making puns for 8 hours a day and getting paid to do it, because this is their job. Don't make us come down there and do it.
It's like the dream, honestly.
Really, it really is. No, she's awesome. I would die for her. I would take a bullet for her.
Yeah, we were already talking before the game. Before the show. they were saying we need lots of merch. We want like coloring books. We need like the sticky hand lizards.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't have to look like her. Just make it yellow and sell it. It's easy. Soleil. The end. Boom. Yeah. What else were we saying? I really do want it. We definitely need a children's book.
Children's book. T-shirt. Yeah. Little kid shirt. Hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stuffed animal. Come on.
I want a little stuffed lizard.
Yeah. Little stuffed lizard. She got the little on her fingers, the little stickies on her fingers.
Yeah. Oh, with a tutu. She has a little tutu. It's so cute.
She moves so weird too. And I mean this in the best way. My compliments to, I'm going to peel back the curtain real quick. My compliments to whoever's in that lizard suit, because you were moving like a freak in the best way possible.
What are you talking about? That's an actual lizard.
Right. That lizard moves like a freak, and I think it's awesome. She's doing like a lot of these type actions, you know, and the frillies are going. It's so good. So
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Soleil.
I also love that they literally made her like her own little like signed welcome to Tampa Bay. Like, she's a player. Like, she is. But like, I love that they're like really going with it. That's awesome.
The forever teammate is such a good, I've never heard a mascot called that before. That is so
I
good.
Know forever teammate. That's the cutest thing.
It's like we adopted her and we're her forever home now.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I want to know what she's been through.
I know. What part of where did she live in Tampa Bay? Where is she from?
She's got to be local, right? Come on, help us out, guys. Please tell us everything about this wonderful lizard.
What kind of first and foremost, what kind of lizard is she? We did way too much thought and research into this, and we came up with, what was it, Anole?
Anole,
species of lizard.
It's a native lizard. They're the green ones. They got the thing, the neck thing. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere. They're like the most common one. They're the bright
little green, tiny ones, right?
Little tiny green ones. Yeah.
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 So we need to know if it's Sole the Anole,
because rhymes.
We're just gonna call her that because it sounds cute.
That's what we're doing.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her in the stadium. She's gonna come over. Oh my god, she's gonna play the drums with her goofy hands. You know she's gonna
play the drums.
You know she's gonna
choo choo.
We'll dance in the stands with us. It's gonna be the best.
Oh my god. Okay, now picture her and her big adorable smile, and then Amanda Vandevort and her big adorable smile.
Oh my god. Those two on drums together. We're done.
That's it. You can't top it.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing. Honestly, I was sad that we had to wait. We didn't get our mascot reveal at the end of the first half of the season. Very much worth the wait. If you have not looked up, please go to their Instagram, go look at their picture or their Twitter or any of their social media, honestly, except for Blue Sky, because they're not on Blue Sky.
They're on Blue Sky.
Just going to leave that there. and you'll see that they go look at all the videos of Soleil. She's super cute. I think they did a really, really good job with not making it look creepy, which is a compliment because Dallas Trinity's mascot looks creepy.
Dallas Trinity's whatever. I got my own feelings about
it. It has human hands.
Look, all right. Look, Soleil has human hands, but she gets away with it because the lizards, what got human hands anyway?
Yeah. So that's fine.
I guess it's. Look, do you really want the person in the horse costume running around with hooves? Would that be better for you? Mm. Or would that be worse? Because I think it'd be worse.
I don't know, honestly. How about neither? How about we just don't have a horse costume?
How about it has no arms? It's soccer. It shouldn't have arms anyway, right?
What does she need arms for? She's not a keeper. Can't get a handball with no hands.
Yeah. Horses got big heads. She'd be great at headers. She doesn't need arms. Yeah, do you think are they gonna have all the other friendly guys mascots? I'm calling them friendly guys now. I'm not
friendly
calling
guys them forever hey, teammates.
All the friendly guys, all the forever teammates. Because Raymond, that look, I have strong opinions about mascots. You know what I realize the more I think about mascots is I feel really strongly about them. Raymond, the big blue thing from the Rays. All right. Love him. Let me say that first of all. I think he's stupid. I think he's, I don't mean like dumb, bad. I think he's dumb. I think he's a dumb, I think he's an idiot. I think he's stupid. And I mean that like complimentarily. He can be dumb. He's a forever teammate. He doesn't need to use his brain.
Is he dumb or is he goofy?
I think he's dumb. I think they're all goofy, but I think he's dumb. I think he's a little stupid. Raymond, if you're listening, bud, good job figuring out the internet. I'm surprised you could do it. So, good work.
Wow, you're mean.
I'm not mean. I love the guy.
What do you think of Thunderbug?
Thunderbug's a cool dude. Okay. He's chill. He's normal. He's well-adjusted.
I'm also low-key convinced Thunderbug and Soleil are like cousins or something.
They gotta be.
Yeah.
Lizards and bugs. You know, they're related. No, I think Thunderbug could hold down a regular job if he had to. You know what I mean? I could see him bagging groceries in a Publix or something like that.
I think they are a sponsor of the Lightning, so that works out.
It's perfect. Get on it. Yeah, no, but I hope they all show up. And if they do, I promise not to call Raymond stupid.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So it's about that time. I think there's been an announcement.
Yeah, about the mascot.
The other announcement.
Ooh, the historic one?
The big one?
The big one that ain't the no one else one? Never, no one the else never one? Done? Ain't no one done nothing like this before? Tempe Sun being the first to do things?
Y'all, we're playing Gotham FC.
Let's go.
At
go?
Blake High School.
That's right. The first ever game between the Super League team and NWSL Club.
I am so excited. This is so freaking cool. I about lost my mind.
Yeah. When I heard that. Yeah, it's going to be so cool. God, Emily Sonnet, Tierna Davidson, playing at Big Jim Stadium, right on the riverfront. So close to us. Oh, my God. They're going to be taking practice shots 10 feet from us. Liz is rebooting right now.
Yeah, honestly. I when I read the press release, I was like, oh, what?
It's huge. We're the coolest team. We keep doing it. First logo, coolest. First coach, first player.
I don't care if we lose 15-0. We're the coolest team. I don't give a shit. Yeah. Like, we're amazing. Yeah. We're awesome. We're getting Gotham.
Yeah. This ain't any old.
No, this isn't fucking Utah. Oh, that was our one.
Yeah, this ain't Chicago Stars, not Red Stars anymore. Yeah. North Carolina Courage haven't even played Carolina.
And it's not even Orlando, which would have been the like easy guess.
That would have been cool with that too.
Yeah.
But man, I think we're uniquely positioned geographically in Florida. You know, teams come down here for preseason anyway. Why not stop by and say hi? But yeah, this game's going to be huge. It's March 2nd, so still like a month away. Mm-hmm. But that's a Sunday. No game that Saturday beforehand, obviously. But yeah, March 2nd, and then the next Saturday we got Fort Lauderdale, which is awesome.
So March 2nd at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
at Riverfront Stadium.
Big Jim.
The opponent. Is Gotham
FC
of the NWSL.
New York, New Jersey, Gotham FC. Officially.
I'm still kind of reeling, honestly. It's insane. It's absolutely wild. And I love that it was us.
Yeah.
None of the other teams.
Of course it was.
Brooklyn went to Italy. Oh, yeah? Well, we're playing Gotham.
Whoop-de-doo. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to Italy. Oh, no, I that is pretty cool, honestly.
It's awesome.
That is cool. But like, we're playing Gotham.
Yeah. Honestly, my favorite NWSL team too. So like,
I awesome. Know. It's freaking bats.
We're going to be going bats in the stands.
I am just floored, honestly. Currently, as we're speaking, there is a press conference going on with Christina Uncle, of course, our president, Jade Moore, and
Jalen Howell.
Jalen Howell, thank you. Yep. They're all talking about this new this match that's going to be going on. Very exciting. We will have more details for you when we know them. And trust me, we will shout it from the rooftops because we are so excited.
We got
this
a lot of details.
Freaking cool. I literally cannot believe I'm going to be in the same stadium as Roosevelt and she's going to be like 15 feet from me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jalen The cool thing about Jalen Howell on
Gotham. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So Jalen Howell's father was an NFL safety, and he played for the Bucks when they won the Super Bowl in 2003.
It all connects. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's wild. I love it.
So he'll be there, too, right? He's got to be.
Oh, I would hope so. Shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. That.
I think everyone should be there, and if this doesn't sell out, I'm going to be incredibly disappointed.
This has to sell out.
This is gonna sell because there are people who are gonna come probably from like even Orlando to come see them because it's an opportunity to come see Gotham.
Yeah. Hopefully some Gotham fans show up. That would be so cool. But yeah, I can't wait. Like we've been waiting for something like this. People want, you know, the Women's Open Cup to happen. When are the, you know, the seasons don't line up exactly right, so there's only like a couple weekends out of the year where this could really happen. I know there's that summer window that we had talked about a couple weeks ago where the NWSL goes on break in the summer this year, for like the international window or something like that. And they mentioned they can make some friendlies happen during that. And we're like, well, I guess we might have to wait till then. No, we're getting it in March.
Which I love. It's a little weird because it's right in the middle of our season, but it's always good to have some additional practice, especially, you know, live play. And then it's their preseason. It's Gotham's preseason because they don't start, I believe, until April or...
Yeah.
I don't know because they're being really coy about the schedule.
Yeah. Their preseason, like, just started, too, so... So they'll be in it for about a month by the time they play us.
Yeah. Let's be real. And even though I'm very excited, Gotham is doing this to kind of put, I feel like kind of put USL in its place. I feel like they kind of know they're going to go in. They kind of want to run us over.
Yeah,
I would like to think we're going to give them a run for their money, especially by March when we're, you know, a handful of games into the second half of the season. We should really be cooking. We might have Kaylin Marchese in goal. We don't know. She was practicing, so who knows? Yeah. That could be a whole different story, honestly.
That might be a good time to get her out there because it's a big game and it's historic and it's huge for us. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it's a friendly, it's a chance for both teams to try things and not have it show up in the standings, you know? So if that's our chance to get Marchese some actual game minutes for the first time ever, that might be something to look at. A chance to, you know, make sure everybody's incorporated right, play with the lineup a little bit. Cause we haven't had a friendly since USF before the season started. So there's not a lot of chances to tweak things or, you know, because once you're in it, you're in it.
Every game counts at that point.
Yeah. So it'll be good for both teams, but you know, and it's not like Gotham, sure, they'll be in preseason. They won't be in midseason form, but it'll be far enough into their preseason where I think they're going to have a decent idea what they want to do. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot of, you know, it's a friendly, you're going to see a lot of substitutions at the halftime or at the 60 minute mark.
I'm excited to see Rose Lavelle. I don't expect her to play a ton of minutes. That's totally fine. I also don't expect Tiana Davison to play a ton of minutes. In fact, I actually really hope they play a lot of their second string players so that they get some minutes. That's great. Let's see how we fare against the second stream and NWSL, because that's where most of our players came from.
Yeah. All the tactical on-field comparisons that we can draw have been from like, oh, this player has been loaned out from an NWSL team, you know, like we got Stouty and she was a starter and she looked great. And then there's some other players around the league that got loaned and didn't make so much of an impact. So it's you're not going to quite see exactly where the teams line up. But there is a signing that Dallas made too this week that is kind of a statement in the comparison game too between the two leagues.
You want to go into the signings around the league? We did it, and then North Carolina did it, and then Brooklyn did one, and then the rest of the league was like, oh, we better catch up.
Right. We should probably, there's another season coming up. We should probably start doing something. Yeah. Especially because a lot of people did lose players. There was actually the big one as far as leaving. Who was, did we write this down? Brooklyn's retirement. Real quick.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh my God. All right. So the one that Liz, look this up real quick. The one that I had alluded to as far as Dallas making a pretty impactful signing. This is one that honestly is pretty huge. They signed Lexi Massimo out of UT Austin, the Longhorns. And she is a top 10 college prospect. She was the NWSL put out an article last month saying here are 10 college players to watch with the in the off season coming up. And Lexi Massimo was one of the top 10 best college players. She was 2024 All SEC. She's in the top 10, all time for assists and goals in college and set all these crazy records. She's played at the national team level every single step of the way. She was called into that futures camp that just happened. She was actually already signed by Dallas, just not announced by that. So Brooklyn's Nico Purcell was the other one from Super League. And even though nobody knew, Lexi Massimo from Dallas Trinity. And she's a Texas girl through and through. So for her to go through 4 years of UT Longhorns, set all these records, be a huge player, be somebody who's legitimately part of the future of the U.S. women's national team, and then to go, well, I want to stay close to home. I'm from right here in the Dallas area. Why would I go anywhere but my local professional team, Dallas Trinity? She's played with that coach before. She's played with a lot of the girls on that team before. She's from the metro area. It's like somebody from Tampa saying, like, yeah, I'll just sign for the Sun. It's huge because it shows what Super League is capable of. It shows we can get these big name players. And it shows that having more women's soccer team in different places is a good thing because it gives them more opportunities to play. It gives them more opportunities to play on their own terms, near their family, near their home. She didn't want to have to go to Houston, you know, the only other team in Texas, 3, 4, 5 hours away from Dallas or whatever. So that is a huge signing for Dallas. She scored, you know, like at least a goal every other game in a very competitive SEC in college. She should actually be a player to watch in 2025 in the spring season. She's going to be really good, and it's a good, healthy sign for the league to be able
She's
to grab a player.
She's going to be a problem.
She's going to be a problem, I guarantee. which is awesome, except for those 2 weekends that we have to play Dallas.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people who aren't going to be a problem anymore is Isabel Cox of Brooklyn. Very random and unexplained retirement.
Yeah, just she's done. This isn't a bench player or anything, you know.
She started in all, and she appeared in all 14 matches, started in half of them, and accumulated 791 minutes.
Yeah, scored 3 goals, one of the top scorers for Brooklyn. And just, she's only 24 years old too. So I don't know, you know, it's a weird career, soccer, professional sports, women's soccer especially. She's done. It's a big loss for Brooklyn, straight up. So interesting to see. Good for us as you know, Dallas got stronger with Lexi, but if Brooklyn can lose a couple pieces more, that would be great. But best of luck to her in the future. But for us, awesome. Anytime Brooklyn loses a good player, I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's one player out in 2025, which we haven't seen.
Yes.
Haven't seen a lot of outside like the lone players going back and stuff like that. The other big one in the league, I think Cox retiring, pretty big. Lexi Massimo signing with Dallas instead of the NWSL, like everybody assumed that was paying attention. Huge, one of the biggest signings in league history, frankly. The other big one was an interleague transfer.
Yep.
DC Power, their first ever signed player, Jorian Balcom, who she hasn't put up the numbers that I think people kind of expected of her, but I don't think that's so much a knock on her as it is on DC in general. I don't think anyone's putting up big stats for the Power, but she was transferred to Fort Lauderdale.
Which is huge get for Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been adding pieces like every other week, it seems like. I don't know how many players they have on their roster at some point, but they just keep getting people, I feel like.
Yeah, because they signed another defender, Julia Grosso, and then one that I actually thought was really interesting was Laurel Ansbrough, because she played for Wake Forest, who just came off their very first playoff run ever.
Yeah, that's a good signing, yeah. And that's part of the cool thing about having the split season is you get a chance to get these players out of the college game, fresh off their college cup runs, in the middle of our season, you know? to bolster the rosters. And it lets them slot right into a professional team that's in their season and start gelling with some pro players immediately.
Also, I thought it was funny. I went and I saw the theme nights for Fort Lauderdale. And when we play them on March 8th, it's International Women's Day.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really funny.
I think I think every day should be International Women's Day, frankly.
That's it. End the podcast. We're done. We've solved all of women's problems.
Thank you. I'm brave. I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's good for Lauderdale to get that get Baucom especially on the transfer, because it kind of makes up for what I thought was a pretty boneheaded move.
Yeah, their trade to Brooklyn at the beginning of the season. Oh my god. Yeah.
The first ever interleague transfer. And then there haven't been too many more. This might be like the second, third, fourth interleague transfer.
Yeah.
And it's them kind of recouping that loss in a way. So I hope they lose every game they ever play, but that was a good piece of business, guys. Nice job, Fluted.
Fort Loserdale.
Yeah, it's weird to be talking about the other teams finally making some moves, because it did kind of feel like it was just us there for a little bit. I think we only did sign the two players, right? Jordan Zane and Parker Goins. Yep. And then and Riley Parker gone, Talia gone. So kind of break even for us. Yeah. Hey, on the bright side, we'll get to see Parker again.
Yeah.
Right? When she comes down and hopefully scores one goal against us, precisely.
That's it.
Yep, just one.
The one.
I'll give her the one. But yeah, that'll be in a 5-1 loss, though.
Dang.
Hey, can't be too friendly.
All right. Some other signings real quick. We did have Lexington. They picked up a midfielder, Nicole Vernis. They also picked up I knew how to say her name 10 seconds ago. Cynthia Cabezas?
Yeah, it's like Cynthia, but Cynthia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cynthia. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like this signing, actually.
I'm interested to see, like, this is a weird, not a weird one. This one is different.
Yeah.
Because she's signed for the 2025 season. So presumably she won't join the team until June.
No, she got signed. That's the thing. Welcome to the Super League. This is the 2025 season. We are in it. You're right.
You okay? I have a college degree.
Are you ever going to recover from this?
No.
Okay.
I'm supposed to be smart.
Well, look, here's the thing. You are right for the, I guess, the wrong reason. It is a weird signing, kind of, because Cabezas is a Colombian youth player, youth international, just 18 years old. So about as young as you can be to start playing domestic soccer abroad, as it were. But she was signed by San Diego Wave and immediately loaned out to Lexington. So San Diego.
Yeah, well, they need money.
Yeah, right. San Diego saw her, knew they wanted her.
To pay.
Yeah, but knew she was young and said, let's let her go develop in Lexington, because she'll pretty much be important there immediately, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like it. It's nice to see a promising 18-year-old youth international type player come in. It's somebody to pay attention to. It elevates the profile of the league, you know. Now young Colombian players know that's an option, even if it's sort of by way of getting signed by the NWSL. But I think she could come in, especially in a defensive back line for Lexington that needs help. I think she could help out pretty immediately for them.
So then they also signed a forward, Hannah White, who was a key contributor at University of Georgia, 10 goals, 5 assists over 2 seasons. Prior to that, she went to USC, where she added 5 goals, 3 assists in Pac-12. She definitely sounds like she's going to add something. They also signed a defender, Yunara Lopez, who has been a key starter for the Colombian national team in both the 2022 and the 2024 U-20 World Cup. So I love that we're pulling these really young players, honestly.
Yeah. So Lopez is she's a teammate of the Wave Loney Cabezas with the Colombia youth national team.
Yep.
So they'll come right in. Wow. Both defenders too. So they're just grabbing the Colombia U-20 back line, basically.
We'll just take a pair of them. Thanks.
Yeah. You know, a lot to be said for chemistry and continuity. So that could be a nice pairing. I don't know exactly where Cabezas plays on the back line. Lopez is a center back. But either way, if they're going to be next to each other linking up, that's a good thing for Lexington to be able to have those two players that know each other come preloaded. Yeah. And I think actually too, the other players, Hannah White, the forward, and, and Nicole Furness, the midfielder, I think they may have played together at Georgia as well.
Okay.
So
that would make sense.
Yeah. So that's, you know, SEC ball, we're grabbing some good players coming out of college. These are some good programs that play good programs. Georgia in the SEC, Texas in the SEC with Lexi Massimo. It's the Wake Forest player you had mentioned. These are good players coming into their pro careers off of a hot college career. So good to see. This is exactly what kind of the things that we need to see out of this first halfway mark.
This is how you eliminate the draft, the college draft.
Yeah, yeah, and what? NWSL did that last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we're picking up right where it left off.
They did it when we came in, and we said we were going to do it, and they were like, we're not going to do it either.
Maybe we shouldn't either.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's huge.
It's the equivalent of, let me just copy your homework, but let me change it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. What if we do kind of draft a player, but also we just loan her to you guys real quick? Sure. So yeah, nice signings by Lexington, actually. I kind of knew about everything that they had did, but I didn't see it. Actually, they're not done. There's one more.
Yes, there is. I was going to say, they signed one more forward, Kate Doyle, and she joins the club following a stand-up collegiate career at University of Arkansas and Gonzaga University, who I don't know either of those to be soccer schools, so definitely must be a standout.
Arkansas is, again, in the SEC, which is a good conference for women's soccer, and Gonzaga, actually interesting, is in Spokane, Washington.
That's funny.
Yeah, which you may know from such hits as the Spokane Velocity and the Spokane Zephyr.
Yeah.
So that's 5 signings in the 2 month break for Lexington.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't very super good in the first half of the season, so. Getting different players and new players got to be a good thing.
I would hope.
Gotta be a good thing. And part of me says I hope it all lines up and they gel together and it works out. But I think you're going to see that happen quicker because two pairs of those 5 players already have experience playing together.
Yeah.
So they're going to line up a lot quicker than you would expect.
Which I have to hand to Lexington. That's smart. Grab players who know each other so you can get that. You can get gelling a lot quicker.
Yeah. Get those green lines. Yeah. Yeah. So good for Lexington. They're always an interesting team to watch. Their games are never boring. But now with they just got a lot more interesting for the first couple weeks of the spring. Cause I want to see if these moves they made pay off. I want to see if it works. I like the coach up there. Is his name Doyle too? Is he a Doyle? Forgot his name. This break is killing me. I don't know things I used to know now. His name's Mark. I know that. Right? Back me up. Say yeah.
Wait.
Say yeah. Come on.
No.
Come on.
Wait.
Just say yes.
I don't.
Look, he's a good
coach. Super League head coach for Lexington?
Yeah.
Is Mike Dickey.
Mike Dickey. I had the initials right. Mark Doyle, okay. Mike Dickey. Mike Dickey. I like him. He's a good coach. I things haven't gone his way, but I think they're making the right moves. I think they could be a little bit more dangerous. DC has did DC sign anybody, or did they only lose Jorian? Is that all they did? Yeah, so that DC gave up on the season.
Because I don't even have a section in our thing for DC, because that's the only thing they did was trade to Fort Lauderdale. So I just threw them in the Fort Lauderdale section.
Yeah. Yeah. When the big news about DC in the spring season or in the fall season was that Academy player who scored a goal, you know they're not having a great year. It was a great goal, and awesome work. But yeah, have they mentioned even where they're playing in the spring, DC?
I thought they were playing at Audi.
Or are they moving? Are they definitely staying at Audi, or are they moving to Leesburg to Segra or Loudoun plays? I don't know. They're not.
You know why I don't know? Because DC doesn't tell anybody anything.
DC, yep. Oh, they got rid of their coach too. That's the other thing they did. Remember that?
Do they know what they have to do in a soccer league?
Yeah, you want to keep a coach for a season, and you want to keep your strikers. Especially the good ones.
Yeah, especially the ones that actually score goals every once in a while.
Yeah, granted, she hasn't scored many because your team's not scoring many goals at all.
No.
But yeah, if anybody was going to be scoring goals for DC, it would probably be Jorian Balcom. And so I would not be surprised for her to come out and start scoring goals for Fort Lauderdale. Hopefully not immediately.
Maybe not February 8th.
Yeah, maybe not February 8th or nothing. Yeah. Maybe not March 8th. But yes, otherwise I think she will be scoring goals at a quicker rate, at a more consistent rate than she was in our nation's capital.
Yes.
Some
other pickups. Spokane picked up Allie Cook, and she just played with Chicago Red Stars. She made 15 appearances with them, so definitely a second string. Chicago Red Stars definitely have a handful of national team players on there, so I understand that's a hard roster to make. They also picked up Mackenzie Weinert, who had been on loan from Seattle, and Sophia Braun, who was playing for the Kansas City Current, and both are now full-time Zephyr players. They have graduated from being on loan to full contract. Yay! Okay.
Yeah, that's good to see. Braun's definitely a player I like. She's an Argentine international player, and she always plays well. She's one to watch whenever you're watching Spokane, as far as I'm concerned. Weinert was also a really consistent, played pretty much every game for Spokane. So I think they might be some of the only players to be on loan, have their contract declined by the parent club, and then just get picked right back out by the Super League team, which is good. And my computer just shut off its notes. But the other thing too was whatever. I'll do it off the dome. I don't care. I know what I'm doing. Brooklyn. I know about Brooklyn because they're in mi matria, mi home country. They're making the pizza right now.
In Napoli.
In Napoli, they're making a pizza in Napoli. They went to Campobasso, I think. They were training there. It looks beautiful. They're in the Tuscan Hill country with the mountains and the trees. And you know what Tuscany looks like. Everybody loves Tuscany. Big, big, cool place. But they're out there. They make it the pizza. They play the soccer. They hold the hands. They kick it a ball.
Officially, they will kick it a ball on Wednesday, February 5th at 9 a.m.
Yep. Against?
Napoli.
Napoli!
Napoli.
So as cool as we are, I'm giving you the pass right now. Okay, you're lucky.
Thank you.
He's lucky. I like you. So we got the first ever NWSL Super League game. Shout out Dallas. A couple months ago, had the first ever international friendly against Barca. Got hammered 6-0. Very funny. But the first ever international tour, the first Super League team to leave the country. Congratulations to Brooklyn. That's cool. And to their credit, too, they are going to be playing in Brooklyn this 2025 season. And I hope that does some difference for their attendance numbers, which were pretty dire in Upper Manhattan in Columbia. I think they'll do better in Coney Island. I'm really looking forward to trying to keep up with that game against Napoli, because I think that could be fun.
Yes, absolutely. They also made a couple of signings. They did sign the defender Grace Philpotts, which has a fun last name, in my opinion.
That's a Harry Potter ass name right there.
That is a very Harry Potter name. Yeah. Grace Philpotts. So she came from DePaul University and the University of Kentucky. She did 21 matches. She started all 21 matches at University of Kentucky, logging 1,800 minutes there.
Okay, which that number game. Got big real quick.
Yeah, yeah. She earned all SEC first team honors and was recognized by the United Soccer Coaches Southeast Region First Team, which I guess that really has to be, I know there's a lot of awards, but I think it's something when the coaches specifically pick you out.
Yeah. Yeah. And to be named to the All South Regional Team is like, there's being the conference SEC, but that's not just the conference. That's every college team in the South of the country. And there's quite a few of them. But yeah, there's that conference again. How many players signed out of college during this past 2 weeks have come from the SEC and joined the Super League? That's a great pipeline to have.
Yeah.
I know we kind of occupy, geographically speaking, the SEC footprint a lot more than the NWSL does. We've got teams in Kentucky, Carolina, DC, Virginia, Florida, Texas, all SEC country. And that's exactly what the league.
So many in Florida soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll have Fort Lauderdale. We'll have us. We'll have Palm Beach.
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville next year is 100% confirmed. Yeah, they're taking season tickets deposits. That's going to be good. And there's so much talent in Florida in the South where you need that. Speaking of Palm Beach, their trademarks leaked. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's a palm tree.
You get a load of this? Yeah, it's a palm tree.
It's a palm tree.
Groundbreaking stuff. Yeah. Palm Beach
FC. Palm Beach.
Yep. Palm Beach FC is one of the names. Palm Beach Gold FC is another name they trademarked. Don't know if they're going to use one for the men's team, one for the women's team, or if they're keeping both in mind for both teams or what they're going to do. But yeah, it's a palm tree. They did it. They did not exceed the bar and they did not go below it. They nailed it.
Nope. Yep.
We can. Right there. Good job, guys. Palm tree. For Palm Beach. Oh, now I get it. Yeah. So we'll play them next year, right? They're coming in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Jacksonville too. So that'll be good. Yeah, a lot of like I said earlier, the more pro teams the better. Keep people close to home. You don't have to go to Iceland to play pro soccer anymore. You can if you want. There. Yeah, no offense, Andrea, if you're listening. Yeah. Great country, very cool, friendly people, but you don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, get ready because we're season's coming up. We got a show next week, and then we'll be back at Big Jim against Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, our first game will be February 8th. It's coming right up. We'll have one more show before then. So if you need gear, you should absolutely check out shop.rblr.com and use code HEATWAVE.
HEATWAVE.
10% off. Woo!
A topical Gasparilla shirt that you should have bought last week.
I did. It's on back order, but yes.
Oh, right. Well, order it now.
Order now. It's on back order. Yes, but if you need any shirts for any of our local sports teams, make sure you hit up shop.rblrsports. Use that code, get 10% off, and get a cool shirt and support this podcast.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah.
Cool. We did it, right? Thanks, Liz.
We did do the thing.
Okay. Good. Awesome.
All right. That about wraps it up.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.